A somewhat out-of-practice brass band played outside the Interior Ministry in Kabul today as the country marked an historic occasion, the first peaceful transition of power in its history. Foreign dignitaries, U.S. officials, and virtually all factions of Afghanistan's fighting forces gathered to inaugurate interim leader Hamid Karzai. Power was transferred to Karzai by President Burhanuddin Rabbani, worked out through an arrangement in Bonn earlier this month. NPR's Jackie Lydon reports on the transfer of power in Kabul.
In the tattered auditorium, scores of grizzled, turbaned men stood to listen to the national anthem. Many had tears running down their cheeks. Under the Taliban, this song was banned. It had been a long time since those in attendance at Hamid Karzai's swearing-in ceremony had heard it. The 500 guests were there to hear the inaugural comments of Afghanistan's new leader, who was frequently interrupted with shouts of "Long live Karzai" and "Long live Afghanistan." The erudite 44-year-old thanked everyone, especially President Rabbani, who in the end withdrew from power graciously and embraced his successor. Then Afghanistan's Chief Justice swore in Hamid Karzai, and he swore in his cabinet, 30 people, including two women. On the platform beside Karzai sat two of those left out, the battle-hardened veteran warlords Ismail Khan and General Rashid Dostum. Both have threatened to boycott this proceeding. Both realize they have more to gain by attending, but they don't, so far, have a governmental post. One of the day's high points came when Karzai outlined a list of Afghanistan's needs and promises and spoke about women's rights.
We are respecting the rights of women, who make up half the population in the country, and will make sure women enjoy all the rights the law provides them.
That was one of the places applause broke out. 10 women wearing scarves, not burqas, were among those clapping. Considering how much has gone into this day, everyone had a sense of the moment. Later, Hamid Karzai explained what he thought this day could mean to Afghanistan's history.
The significance of this day in Afghan history will really depend on what happens in the future. If we deliver to the Afghan people what we promised, this will be a great day. If we don't deliver, this will go into oblivion. I hope we will deliver properly to the Afghan people, and then this day will be remembered nicely.
33-year-old Habib Hagimi is hopeful that Karzai can deliver.
Yeah, according to my opinion, this is a historical day in my in the history of my country, and it is the first time the government has been established peacefully in Afghanistan without army coup and without any using force in Afghanistan. And I hope the new government and the new administration can bring peace in Afghanistan and can bring united in Afghanistan, and we hope our country would be reconstructed soon. I think in my life, I feel that this is the best day in my life.
Hamid Karzai vowed to get down to the business of providing peace and security in Afghanistan. No one is underestimating the staggering challenges here. After 23 years of war, the country lies in ruins. But now, at least, Afghans have a leader in the spotlight for what he wants to create rather than destroy. Jackie Lydon, NPR News, Kabul.